This call may be recorded. Press 1 to accept.
Hey, can you hold?
This call...
Hey, can you hold?
Okay.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
I heard that they will let me into that program.
Okay. Okay.
So I got to get with CA about that.
Okay.
Did you get the printer working?
No. I did. One of the steps I did, it did tell me to shut down and, like, turn it off and turn it back on, and I did not do that.
Okay. That's weird.
So I might be able to do that. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you've never had to switch networks before, though.
That's true, and I also would change the settings from a web interface, typically, although I guess you couldn't do that to put it on for the network.
Yeah.
Okay. I put the part that my mom bought for the truck in this weekend, and it works way better now.
Okay.
But I tore an O-ring, and I think I have a replacement in the shed, so I was hoping to come get that.
Yeah. This Saturday was supposed to be the hazardous waste disposal. Have you heard whether it's been canceled or not?
Have not heard.
I can check in. Yeah, I can check into that.
Okay.
But I need the bike shed here emptied.
Okay.
Because I can't keep bikes in it, and I have bikes in my house.
Okay.
Do you think that's going to be possible?
I might have to put some of that stuff in the shed, but yeah.
Okay.
But I need to replace this O-ring because my truck leaks all of its coolant out over a very short period of time without it.
Okay. Well, maybe if you're coming to the shed anyways, you could look in the shed and decide what from the shed goes in the trash can and what from the shed should just be stored in your trailer and what from your shed needs to be sold. That way, when you do clean out the bike thing, there will actually be somewhere to move it to if you need to.
Sure.
You had represented to me that you were going to try to sell your some camera equipment.
Yeah. Follow through with some of the leads and that kind of thing.
Why has that happened?
Why what?
Why have you chosen not to follow through with your commitment to me?
I was busy doing other stuff for you.
So when somebody says, I want to buy the camera equipment from you, there's a decision-making process happening where you think through all of the consequences of your options and you make a conscious decision to not just whatever, answer the person's question or tell them whether you can come off your price or tell them where you're going to meet, knowing that that would take 20 seconds. You feel like you're thinking through
that.
That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the other.
Okay.
I'm talking about when you're making that decision not to do that. You feel like that's calibrated to reality and the actual consequences of what would happen if you took the time out to do that, and you think that there's a greater benefit to ignoring that responsibility and that commitment?
I don't know, Erin. Yeah.
Do you feel like that's good decision-making?
I don't know. I don't know how to answer your question. I was doing other things that needed to get done.
So I know. I understand what the thought process is that allows you to not feel guilt and not feel shame and not feel like you're doing something wrong by not following through with your commitment to me. But we have severe broken trust in our relationship because of your willful decisions to not follow through on your commitments to me and lack of ownership of negligence to follow through in your commitments. And that's a problem because I'm having to make decisions about whether to let you back into my life based on whether I can trust you to do the things you say you're going to do. And when you're consistent in coming up within your mind justifications about why you don't actually have to do what you committed to because there's something else that you could spend your time on that's more urgent, even though this task would only take you 20 seconds, that's not an executive function problem. That's a prioritization problem and a character problem.
I'm sorry. I deleted Facebook. I will add it back and talk to the people that asked about the camera quiz.
What?
I will talk to the people that asked about camera equipment.
Hold on. This is a whole different thing than what you just represented to me, Dustin.
Okay. Now what?
Well, you weren't honest with me.
I disagree with you.
well, if the reason that you didn't sell your camera equipment is because you deleted Facebook, then when I asked you about why you hadn't followed you through on your commitment, you try to give an answer that makes you look heroic. Oh, you were focusing on taxes. You're responsible about taxes. I know, but if you made a conscious, proactive
decision. I think that that's heroic. It's just what I was doing, and I deleted Facebook like 2 days ago, and that doesn't have anything to do with any of this.
Yes, it does, because you weren't, when you made a decision to delete Facebook, you weren't thinking through all of the actual consequences of deleting Facebook, and you're not being forthright with me about why you decided to do that.
Say anything about why I decided to do that.
I know. So, but I'm saying that is relevant to the question of why you're not selling your camera equipment.
No, it's not. I didn't sell the camera equipment because I was doing taxes. I deleted Facebook a couple days ago.
I'm sorry I didn't tell you I deleted Facebook until I told you.
Well, why did you do that? Why am I having to ask you this question?
You don't have to ask me anything. You just did.
I know. I'm just not understanding why you're not. Go ahead. Tell me, since I had to ask.
Tell you what?
Why you deleted Facebook.
I like not being on Facebook anymore.
Yes, you could be honest about it and tell me.
I did tell you.
No, I mean why you don't like being on Facebook.
I don't know. Do you like being on Facebook?
You're twisting this around on me when this is a time in your life that you need to take ownership of your own Facebook behavior, because that's something that you're dealing with in yourself. It's problematic for you to not be open. Oh, hold on, Simon needs me. Hey, sorry about that.
Okay.
All right, sorry about that.
Okay.
So the problem we have here is that you are not being very open about the problems that Facebook was causing for you. And without me knowing about that, I can't be supportive of that. So it was a recipe for disaster, because what ended up happening is, without me knowing anything about it, I put you in a situation of having to do something, having to reinstall an app that's not good for your mental health. How can I support you if I don't know what your struggle is, you know?
I didn't want people posting on my Facebook after I died.
Well, why didn't you just update your memorialization settings?
I didn't want my Facebook to exist after I died. I didn't want to.
There's a setting for that.
Oh, I'm going to set something after I die.
What?
I didn't want somebody tampering with my Facebook.
Okay, so a minute ago when I asked why you didn't like being on Facebook, and you said to me, do you like being on Facebook? You were trying to be dishonest.
We both are talking about deleting Facebook.
Right, but you're telling me right now that your real reason for deleting the app had nothing to do with your current behavior on it. You were trying to obscure the truth. You were trying to obscure the fact that it had more to do with memorialization, Facebook, than it actually has to do with your day-to-day behavior right now.
I didn't say it had anything to do with my day-to-day behavior.
Yeah, because when I asked why, you said, you didn't say because I don't, you know, want it to continue after my death. You said, do you like being on Facebook? And you were going to use the fact that I have some qualms about being on Facebook as a cover story for your real reason for deleting it. Like,
I don't find that to be dishonest. I said that because I don't want to be on Facebook. So.
No, I asked you specifically why you had deleted it, and you specifically went out of your way to not directly answer the question. You have a real honesty problem, Dustin. And lying by omission is something that has been identified in you through every phase of your life. People know that you can't be trusted to tell the whole truth. It creates a trust problem. In addition to you not following through on commitments, when you're asked questions, you figure out ways to answer them without telling the whole truth. And it's because you don't want people to know the whole truth. You didn't want me to know that you were concerned about what was going to happen to your Facebook after your death.
And what is the problem with that? I don't.
It's called lying by omission. It's very toxic. It creates it stops you from being able to have a real relationship with somebody. You're not being honest. You can't imagine that you're being honest just because you didn't speak a sentence that was untruthful. You're not trustworthy. and I can't be in actual mutuality with you. I can't have a real relationship with you when I don't know what's going on.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Do you want to be on Facebook, or do you want to quit Facebook?
I don't know. I'll add it back.
Well, I mean, you didn't actually delete it. You just...
Yes, I did.
I mean, you didn't delete your account.
Yeah, I did.
No, you didn't. I'm looking at it... I'm looking at it right now.
What do you mean you're looking at it right now? Delete it.
Oh, you mean you, like, froze it.
I removed it.
Okay.
You're saying you signed in as me?
Yes.
Okay.
But
so
I guess...
You undeleted it.
Yeah, I guess so. So you're actually fine with being on Facebook?
I don't know.
Do you want to quit?
I don't know. It does not matter to me. Are you doing something to my Facebook?
No. No.
Okay.
Why?
Didn't know what was going on.
Oh. I mean, I'm on it, but...
you want me to look at the printer if I come over?
No, I don't even want you to come inside the house. What happened on, what you did on Sunday was really psychologically damaging to our children. And I don't know if you recognize that while you were doing it, but you've got a lot of work to do on yourself before it's going to be safe for our kids, for you and I to be in the same room together. I'm looking at your notifications.
Okay.
It says you have a new friend suggestion, Julie Hansen.
Okay.
Did you look at her Facebook page?
Or I have before. I haven't recently. It's been saying that about all kinds of ACH people lately. I work there somehow.
No.
Yeah.
No, because she doesn't even list that she, because she doesn't, like, those people don't even list that they work there.
Yeah, but they're all, like, affiliated.
Oh, like they're already friends with each other?
Probably.
I don't know.
I think I only have one that I barely or don't really know that works there.
Yeah. More likely they've been looking at your Facebook page.
There's nothing on my Facebook page. I don't go on Facebook very much.
That has nothing to do with whether another person thinks, huh, I wonder what's going on with Dustin, and types your name into the search bar. That doesn't mean they actually
I'm not saying
anything.
That she didn't look at my Facebook page.
I'm not talking about her. I'm talking about everybody at your work. I'm saying it doesn't mean that Facebook knows where you work and knows that they work there too. It means that they've typed your name into the search bar.
I'm saying one of them probably did, and they just knows that they're all affiliated people.
Okay. Is it okay if I just block her?
A blocker? I'd rather not.
Well, I would think that there'd be nothing you'd want to do in your life more than a blocker.
Okay.
Right? Or is there something I'm missing?
I don't think there's anything you're missing except that, I don't know, I like Julie. I don't want her to feel like I'm blocking her on Facebook because I'm...
That's weird. I would think that you would want her to feel like you're blocking her in every way you can possibly block her.
I think she already feels like that, so blocking her on Facebook is a little over the top when we're not even Facebook friends.
Dustin, you're sick.
All right. Well, like I said, you can block
her. I mean, just saying, what you just said is mentally ill. That's not a normal thing for you to be thinking and feeling about her right now. That's not...
I wasn't thinking or feeling anything about her until
you were. You were.
You were.
You were. You just had thoughts and feelings. I don't know why you would deny that you were just having thoughts and feelings.
I said until you brought it up. I wasn't thinking or feeling anything about you.
I'm talking about after I brought it up. Those thoughts and feelings are very warped from reality, and they're not reasonable. They don't make sense. You are not operating from a place that makes any sense.
Not operating at all, Aaron. I never see or talk
No,
easy
I'm saying
at all
what
anymore,
what you're saying ever. Right now is not what you're saying right now is not reasonable. It's not reasonable for you to change the subject to something completely unrelated, which is the fact that you don't talk to her anymore. Your idea that the fact that you like her needs to be a priority, and it matters that you like her and you want to act on your like for her, that's disturbing.
I'm doing
and the
anything
fact that
to act
you
on
did, and the fact that you're
that.
Yeah, you're making a decision about whether I can, should block her right now. A factor in the decision.
Her,
I know, but a factor her. In your decision to not desire that is that you like her and you care about her feelings. That is disturbing. And then the fact that
you... I don't see what's so disturbing about that.
That is disturbing. That should never be a factor. That should never. There's not a man on the face of this planet that I could ever like enough for my admiration of him to be even a grain of salt factor into my decision making relative to the lengths that I'm willing to go to hurt him and make him cry or even physically endanger his life to protect my relationship with my family. It is really messed up that you're thinking about your like for her as a factor in your decision making. It is really disturbing that
I'm
you're
not,
considering
Aaron, acting like I have some relationship
Justin,
with
I'm
her
saying
that,
that
I don't
what
have.
You just said. No, I'm not. You just told a lie. You changed the subject to make an accusation against me that was untruthful. It is not truthful that I am acting like you have a relationship with her that you do not have. You should not tell me lies about myself. I don't deserve that. I act honestly and I act in accordance with the truth, and I did not claim that you have a relationship with her that you do not have. I don't appreciate you telling me lies about myself.
What you're saying doesn't make any sense.
I don't know. That you just told me another lie about myself. I don't appreciate you telling me that what I said does not make any sense. What I am actually referring to is statements that you've actually made in this conversation. So don't act like I have pretended that you have a relationship with her that you don't have, just because that would be a much easier thing to argue against since I didn't actually do that. Let's talk about the reality of what you actually said, which is that you would feel bad about blocking her because you really like her. And you're concerned that she does feel like you're blocking her in other ways right now out of your life. And you would be concerned that she would think that blocking her on Facebook was over the top. That's all I'm referring to. I'm only referring to what actually happened. So don't blow it out of proportion and pretend that I'm accusing you of anything besides what you actually said and did today. I'm just giving you the reality check that that thought and that feeling about you liking her, about you caring about her feelings, about you being worried about how she feels about you blocking her from your life and what she would think and feel if she found out she was blocked on Facebook, that comes from a distorted, disturbing, messed up place. Trashy people think that way about their extramarital relationships. You have a very trashy way of thinking. Your mom and your dad had a very trashy way of thinking. Julie has a very trashy way of thinking. Functional people do not think and feel that way. And so I'm just giving you the reality check that those thoughts and feelings are disturbing and they're not okay. You should be able to accept what I'm saying as truth because you know that I'm not trashy. And you shouldn't feel the need to accuse me of accusing you of anything other than what you actually said. So are you wanting to quit Facebook?
I don't know.
Did you ever read the book you got about that?
I read some of it. I ended up with other things to read that were more personal.
So really the only reason you quit was because of your memorialization setting?
Scared to answer you without it saying that I'm lying. That was a factor. I also have qualms about being on Facebook in general.
What are your qualms?
I think social media makes people into plastic banana pretend unhealthy creatures.
Uh-huh. And you're more worried about, like, other people? Like how it affects other people, or you're more worried about how it affects you?
I am worried about how it affects society.
Right.
And my participation in it, I guess.
My mom's calling.
Your mom's calling now?
Yeah.
When's the last time you talked to her?
I don't know.
We'll check your recent call log.
Driving, honey.
Oh. Where are you going?
Almost to the house.
What day do you normally talk to your mom?
What's that? You're cutting out. Are you there?